It's time now for coverage of high school basketball here on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
One final time here on a Saturday afternoon in Seneca at Nemaha Central High School. And we got an absolute treat here for this Thunder Classic Tournament Championship. Nemaha Central and St. Mary's, two teams out of the Big East League, but the first time meeting and a tournament title is on the line alongside Jake Spaulding, Brandon Tadman, MJR Studio Producer. Two undefeated ranked teams, brother. This is what we live for, and this is going to be a dandy of a matchup here this afternoon.
Man, I'll tell you, on Thursday we were talking about that matchup for St. Mary's Rock Creek. It was the same thing. Undefeated ranked. What's this going to look like? And it was everything we expected in a close six-point win for St. Mary's. On that same night, you had Nemaha Central really take care of business against Troy, and it was all on the defensive side. This matchup, two contrasting styles. One team wants to slow things down. One team wants to get out and run. Who's going to be the one that puts their foot forward the hardest? I'm excited for this one to get jumped up.
St. Mary's, the defending champs in this tournament. Let's talk a few keys, and let's talk with the Bears. That's the team that wants to get up and down. They want to play this game in the 60s. What do they got to do today against this stifling defense in Nemaha?
Well, number one, it all starts with their main guard, Brady Hurlett. A ball control, handling the pressure that Nemaha is going to throw at you, and also finding a way in the half court to run through their offense. When you've got Alex Gallegos, you've got Cyprian Jackson, you've got Zach Summers, Ben DeVader, Howie Rizek, all of them can hit that three-point shot, that mid-range jumper. And if you're going to be able to get into a good rhythm, you're going to look out for Colby Free on the defensive side. That young man averages a few blocks a game. You do not want to be low with him. So I think it's going to be interesting to see who Free's going to be guarding on the defensive side and how St. Mary's can get their offensive set started in the half court.
Bears have four players averaging at least 9 or more points, 5 players averaging at least 7 or more points. And then on the flip side for the home team, Nemaha Central, what do they got to do?
I think, honestly, for them, again, it's John Thomas basketball. Defense first, hustle second, and then the scoring will happen. If Nemaha can keep this game in the 40s, Nemaha has a massive chance to win this contest. If this becomes a shootout, that favors St. Mary's, so I think you got to get Colby Free going. But our X-Factor the other night was a guy by the name of Caleb Schmelsley, who had 12 points against Troy in the semis. He averages just 4 points a game, B-Tad. So who's going to be the X-Factor to step up for them? But it's got to start with Colby Free.
These two teams have a combined record of 21-0. The Bears, number 8 in Class 3A. Nemaha Central at number 6 in the classification. Tournament title is on the line. Let's get you the starting lineups and the road team on the scoreboard. The Bears of St. Mary's and 8th-year head coach Will Spradling. Same starters we have seen all week in this tournament. In the backcourt, you mentioned Brady Hurla, 6-foot senior guard at 19 points per game. Also joining him on the perimeter, Alex Gallegos, a 6-foot senior guard at 9 points per game. Ben DeVader, absolute sharpshooter, 5'10 junior at 14 points per game. And then the forwards for the Bears, Cyprian Jackson, a 6'3 senior, and Howie Rizak, a 6'4 senior. So again, for the Bears and Will Spradling, it's Hurla, it's Jackson, it's Gallegos, DeVader, and Rizak. For John Thomas, 30 years leading this program, 500-plus wins to his credit. Same starting five as we saw in the quarters and semifinals this week. Evan Olberding in the backcourt, a 5'11 senior guard at just south of 10 points per game. Joining him in the backcourt is Caden Peterson, a 6'2 senior at 9 points per game. The forwards for Nemaha Central, it starts with Derek Wirtz, a 6'5 senior. And then Caleb Schmelsley, as we just talked about, an X-Factor in the Thursday night contest, 6'4 sophomore at 4 points per game. And then Colby Free, the 6'8 senior forward at 10 points, 9 rebounds a game, also getting you about 4 blocks a contest as well. So again, for Nemaha Central, rocking the home white uniforms, of course, on the home floor. Olberding, Peterson, Wirtz, Schmelsley, and Free. Game tonight brought to you by Rainbow Communications. Find them at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. The road blue uniforms for St. Mary's, the home whites for the Thunder. We are moments away from the opening tip. We'll step aside for a timeout. Tournament championship basketball coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tired of the paper chase? Simplify your life with Rainbow's eBill mobile app. View your bill, make payments, and check your Wi-Fi password, all from the palm of your hand. Download Rainbow eBill today from the App Store or Google Play Store and take control of your account like never before. Rainbow Communications, your connection to a brighter future. Visit their website for more information or call Rainbow Communications to learn more about the eBill mobile app at 800-892-0163.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing support and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered Investment Advisor Services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Producer, I'm Brandon Tadman, right here, courtside on KNZA, St. Mary's 10-0, number 8 in Class 3A, Nemaha Central, unblemished, 11-0, and just like we saw in that first semifinal on Thursday, two undefeated teams, someone's going home with a loss today, brother.
And it's, again, we said it last night on the scoreboard show, B-Ted, you jumped on with us. This does not break or make somebody's season, but, man, it'd be nice to hoist a title here today. And Jayla Nolte, that's her name, the middle school girl that just did her national anthem. Big props to her. Man, she nailed that one.
Boy, it is a packed house, as expected, here at Nemaha Central High School. Both schools well represented, the Bears in the all-blue uniforms. Road team on the scoreboard, the home white uniforms for NC Thunder, the home team. It's Jackson jumping against free, and Nemaha Central from right to left, tournament championship is underway. Olberding quickly into the front court. Here's Peterson right side. Not much with the free screen. Now Derek Wirtz, his first touch, goes left side on the wing. Ball screen for Olberding. There's a little roll action. They get it inside to Wirtz in the paint. Kicks it right. Here's Smelsley. Ball faking underneath.
Nice pass.
Kicks it out. Open three on the way. It is nothing but net for Caden Peterson. What a start for Nemaha Central.
Yeah, give big props right there to Smelsley, driving baseline, kicking it into the corner. And Peterson, hands ready, shoots from deep. And it's early, 3-0 for the Thunder.
35 seconds in, St. Mary's their first offensive possession. Here is DeVader. He's had a great tournament, knocked away from a pass inside. Rezac diving for it, and Nemaha Central comes away with their first steal.
St. Mary's in a man-to-man. Nemaha doing the same to begin this ball game.
Olberding had to go get it at midcourt. Short corner left, it's free, has the dribble, now putting it down, working on Jackson, gets by Jackson, too easy, Colby free.
Man, he just was patient right there, B-Tad, let the body of Jackson come up to him, and then went right by him for an easy lay-in.
Minute into the game, a 5-0 start here for Nemaha Central, 2-for-2 from the floor. Right side, here is a drive and kick to Hurla in the corner, man-to-man defense for Nemaha Central as well, there's a bump to Olberding there, they get him for the foul, little bit too much with the body And our first foul at 6:40 to go.
Yeah, Overton came over, a little help side defense there for the Thunder, and just a little extra bump there on Hurley. It's going to be his first personal.
Here is Alex Gallegos to throw it in. Behind the midcourt line, here's Hurla walking casual into the front court. Waist-high dribbles with the left hand. Angles left, stops on the wing. Back up top to Vader. Now Jackson to touch. They set it up to Vader. Nice screen. He's open for three. Left it short. Rezac, an offensive board. That's going to be a big story. He's got one up for two.
That's right. He was able to get in front of Colby Free and clean up the glass. That's a big offensive rebound for the first bucket for the Bears.
5-2, Nemaha Central. Not quite 2 minutes in. Overding having a little bit of trouble. He's bumped near midcourt, fouled by Ben DeVader.
Yeah, Coach Spradley immediately saying, great defense, but don't reach. DeVader was using the sideline as an extra defender for him, but reaches in there, picks up the personal.
So each team with a foul in the first near 2 minutes of this opening quarter. Tournament championship on the line. St. Mary's won this tournament a year ago, trying to go back-to-back. Peterson dumps it down, short corner right, knocked away from Free in the first NC turnover.
Ben DeVader digging in there to get that steal.
Gallegos dives in, little floater, good touch with the right hand, and it's 5-4.
Quickly up the floor again, we talked about it. St. Mary's wants to run BTAD, and they're doing that in transition right now.
Showing that press here in the full court, man-to-man. Now a couple of bodies working towards Schmelzley, and now knocked away once again. Ball on the floor, Nemaha Central, another turnover. And now St. Mary's an opportunity to take their first lead. They step away from Hurla, he fires too strong off the heat. Would have given the Bears the lead, but Overton clears it away.
And Coach Spradling's okay with that. He says, Brady, you keep putting those shots up when you're wide open from the perimeter.
I don't think NC wants to keep allowing Hurla to have looks like that from downtown, but got away with it that time. 5:20 to go. Here's a drive. Too easy from the right wing. Diving in on the angle, and another two for Caden Peterson.
Yeah, Caleb Schmelzy, nice job. Sealed the low block and made a lane for an easy lay-in for Peterson. NC up by three.
Top of the key, Howie Rezac between the rings out high. Chest pass over to DeVader. Gets a good look and bottoms for him from downtown.
And this game right now is taking off with the scoring. 7-7. Here, another turnover on the Thunder.
Rezac picking it off like a defensive back. Chance again. DeVader, he's open. Looks a little off. He left it short. Rebound, Nemaha Central and Derek Wirtz.
We'll see if Nemaha maybe slows this one down this time. They've gotten themselves sped up. That's what the last St. Mary's to get back in this game after leading 5-0.
At the pace that St. Mary's wants to be at throughout the course of it. 7-7 tie, 4.5 minutes to go first quarter here at Nemaha Central. Wirtz got it over the top, now surrounded, had it knocked away. DeVader a steal, another turnover. They're piling up here over the last minute for Nemaha Central.
That's four turnovers in the game for NC, and you could probably attribute three of those to just being too sped up. Coach Spradling's team settling in here and speeding this game up.
Howie Rezac, a ball screen for Hurla, works right, hesitates, gets in the lane, shot rejected by Schmelzley, a rebound for Free.
Just a sophomore, Brandon, but he's playing like a senior, big veteran out there for the Thunder.
7-7 tie, we're halfway into the first quarter. Here's Peterson on the block, fading away, nice touch for two. Peterson has seven now here in the early going.
I mean, he only averages 9 a game here, BTAD, but he's got 7 of the 9 for the Thunder, who lead by 2.
9-7 on the scoreboard. St. Mary's with it. Top of the key with Rezac. Left side, Cyprian Jackson. They leave him open. He leaves it short. Rebound for Schmelzley and Nemaha Central. Nearly taken away at midcourt by DeVader, but NC settles in. Back into the front court here. Schmelzley right side on the wing, wanting a screen by Wirtz, and going right of it and not using the screen. Now cut off in the corner. Spins in the lane. Now Peterson, a look for three. Hits off the heel strong. Rebound, Cyprian Jackson.
And not a bad shot there for Peterson. He's had the hot hand early, and that was a good attack by Schmelzley. Wide open three. Just couldn't get it to drop.
3+ minutes to go in this first quarter. 9-7, Nemaha Central. DeVader, a drive from the left corner. Cut off on the block. Pushed out to the corner again. And he gets it back in the corner. Nice ball fake. Step back three. DeVader, this time not there. Tipped around, finally into the hands of Peterson. Here's Nemaha Central working up the floor, 2-point lead, south of 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Here's a drive, shot, nope, it's a pass, easy two, Derek Wirtz.
How about you, Caden Peterson having a ball game, my friend. He could have tried to go up with that shot, instead he dishes it off to his teammate, and the 6'5 senior lays it in.
11-7 our score, 4-point advantage for Nemaha Central, about 2.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Brady Hurla in between the rings out high, dumps one on the elbow to Cyprian Jackson. Now on the block, Rezac spinning up, and it's blocked by Free, but they call the foul.
Yeah, Coach Thomas not happy with that one. A great defense there by Colby Free. He let the spin in the lane by Rezac happen, knowing he was going to go up right away. Looked like there was a lot of leather on that one, but just first personal.
So that sends Howie Rizak to the line. He had a good semifinal game against Rock Creek, 10 points and 7 rebounds, averaging about 7 and 6 on the year. First freebie on the way, and it rolls off no good. Rock Creek, that game that St. Mary's won on Thursday, they were 13 of 18 at the line in that game. We had a sub come in for, maybe for St. Mary's, we did. It was Killian McCann. Zach Summers getting ready to check in as well, momentarily. Little stoppage of play as Rizak gets set for free throw number 2, trying to go 1 for 2. Spins and fires. That one is good. And here is Summers, who checks in alongside McCann. Rizak comes out 11-8, Nemaha Central, 2:26 to go, first quarter.
Summers was another one that kind of had a spark for St. Mary's on Thursday night.
There's McCann knocking that entry pass out of bounds, so the Thunder resetting, dealing with this full-court press by the Bears.
And once you break the press, I'd like to see John Thomas's crew really settle down in the front court and run some offense, and that's, I think, what we're going to see here coming forward, because Nemaha Central is just continually still getting sped up.
Here's Evan Olberding. Near midcourt, angles right, stopping, backed up on the wing, guarded here by Alex Gallegos. Picks it up prematurely, has to bounce it over here to Wirtz. Top of the key, now free, back to the basket. Quickly back to Olberding. Pass inside to Wirtz, underneath, shot fake, and a lot of bodies in there, and a foul's going to be called. Free throw's coming for Derek Wirtz.
Yeah, look at that one on Cyprian Jackson. He thought he had a clean block right there, but he got him from behind with the body. That's going to send Wirtz to the line to shoot a pair.
4.6 rebounds against Troy, just 2 points, 2 rebounds in the first round against Hiawatha. 6'5", senior Derek Wirtz at the line, first free throw short. Nemaha Central, they were just 5 of 10 at the line on Thursday, but they were 18 of 24 at the line in the win over Hiawatha.
Yeah, 5 for 10, not typical what you see from a Coach John Thomas team. They're usually pretty effective from the line and make you pay if you put them there.
Wirtz was 7 of 14. Overall on the year before that one, and he goes 0-for-2. Hits strong off the heel. Cyprian Jackson, an easy clear away. 11-8, Nemaha Central, just south of 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Tournament championship here at the Thunder Classic. Two ranked and undefeated teams. Excited for this one. Here's Hurla, open for the tie. Front rim, no, and a rebound cleared away. That's Layton Thomas, the 6-foot junior.
Boy, the Thunder got lucky there, because once again, Hurla got wide open at the top of the key, able to get a 3 off. Miscommunication on the defensive end.
Continuing pressure, man-to-man defense on the perimeter for the Bears. Here is Schmelzley. Nice ball fake on Hurlow. Working inside. Dumps it down. A lot of bodies in there. Shot up. No. Fighting for the rebound. Taken away again. Cyprian Jackson, his third rebound of the quarter.
Schmelzley, another great attack. You're seeing him right now be real aggressive.
Here's McCann, thought about it, fumbled his way out of bounds, and a turnover by the Bears.
That's only the second I've got on St. Mary's in this game, and so they've done a great job of controlling the basketball on their offensive side, but rebounding, that's going to be a huge statistic here in this ball game. Which team's going to have the upper edge on the glass?
DeVader and Rizak back into the game. We see Jack Mackey in, 6'4 junior, first time here for Nemaha Central.
The size of Nemaha. They've got so many guys over 6'2". It's hard to guard that in a man-to-man.
Thunder leading 11-8. We got 1:10 to go in this first quarter. Thunder with the basketball after the Bears turnover. Getting it across midcourt. Through some traffic as Peterson dumps it down. Mackey missed the layup. Had a good look. Rizak gets the rebound and saves it away.
Good hustle there by Howie Rizak to keep it alive.
Here is DeVader, left side, getting by Peterson, and kicks it in the corner. Now Summers, right wing, closed out by Mackey. 50 seconds left in the period. Here's Summers, driving in, stops on the block, dumps it far side of the floor. Rizak in the paint, goes up. I believe that's going to be 2 free throws again for Howie Rizak.
And if that's on free, that's his second, but it's not. It'll be on Jack Mackey, just his first.
43.9 seconds left in the quarter. 11-8, Nemaha Central. Howie Rizak right back to the line for attempts 3 and 4.
Right now, this game is going the way that Nemaha wants it to go.
I feel like the first 3 minutes, it was the pace the Bears wanted.
Yes.
Last few minutes, it's been the way that Nemaha wants it. Rizak, 3 points here so far in the quarter. Make it 4 as he knocks in the first free throw to get the Bears within 2.
It's like the game of basketball is a game of runs or something, B-10, because both these teams finding some rhythm here in this first quarter with what they want to do, just not able to extend it.
Carter Hike into the game as well. Both teams have utilized multiple bodies off the bench here in the first frame. Grezak's fourth attempt here in the quarter at the line. Gets them both to go.
You got a big guy that can make some free throws. That's a big benefit.
11-10, the Nemaha Central lead is one. Here's Colby Free. Now Carter Hayek, his first touch, working up the floor, still needing to get it across midcourt. Now Free a touch, into the front court. Now it goes to Thomas. He is right side on the wing, works it back middle of the floor. 30 seconds left in the quarter. Here's Free, up top. Now Hayek, right about there, wanting a ball screen from Mackey. It was well played defensively by McCann. Here's Peterson with 19 on the clock. Now Free, right side, curling around the arc, stops at the key, and now gets it off to Peterson with 12 seconds to go. Bears fans loving the defensive effort right now. Here's Thomas with 8 seconds, and that's going to be an offensive foul. Not an ideal possession there for Nemaha Central. Now the Bears a chance to take the lead before the end of the quarter.
You know, I was about to say that this is a good offensive possession here for Nemaha because they're running offense, running the clock down. They're okay with that, but then an aggressive take there by Thomas, and that's out of control. Great job. I believe you said that was Ben DeVader that took the charge for the Bears, forcing that turnover.
7 seconds here. What they do, do the Bears into the front court. 5 seconds. Hurla gets in the lane, had it knocked away, and a steal. 2 seconds to go. Peterson from 75 feet, well off the mark. And that takes us to the end of an exciting first quarter between two top teams in 3A. Unblemished so far, but someone's leaving today with a loss. One quarter in, 11-10, Nemaha Central. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harlan at Harlan Chiropractic in Savannah help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help you. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harlan Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with 3 additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thunder Classic Tournament Championship, 2 ranked undefeated squads meeting for the first time in the same league. Of course, non-league here today, but tournament title on the line. Nemaha Central, the 11-10 lead. St. Mary's a quick 3 off the opening possession of quarter number 2. And off the miss, it's rebounded by Derek Wirtz for Nemaha Central. First possession on offense in quarter number 2 for the Thunder, leading by 1. They got 7 in the first quarter by Caden Peterson to lead all scores. Here is Olberding with it, head of the circle, angles right with the dribble, stops on the wing there, looking for someone to hand it off to, and he's hounded by DeVader. That gets it off to Wirtz in the corner. Now Hike a touch on the block, he lost it, turned it over out of bounds.
And again, you're just seeing Nemaha get themselves a little bit out of sorts in the half court.
As Bears defense, just so good defensively on the perimeter. They have forced now 6 Nemaha Central turnovers. Chance for the Bears to retake the lead. Rizak a touch, left side to Vader, thought about it. Olberding closing out quickly. Now Hike guarding Hurla. Good matchup there. Curling into the lane, Gallegos kicks it right to Summers on the wing. Thought about driving in, but he's closed down by Free. Not sure if he can do that.
Yeah, he definitely wants to back off once he sees Colby Free flash.
They find it to Rizak underneath. A lot of bodies in there. I think they get Carter Hike with a reach-in foul here. It'll be on the floor, and it is on Carter Hike.
And if you're Nemaha Central, that's a great foul because Ben DeVader was wide open top of the key. That's who Rizak was trying to find. Forced them to throw it in underneath their own basket. Now to the Bears.
6:50 to go until halftime. Looking for the first points of the second. And right on cue, Rizak, an easy bucket on the inbounds play. And he's got an early 7, 12-11. Bears take the lead.
First time in this ball game, St. Mary's has been up in front. And again, it's on the defensive side of getting this spark going.
Here's Carter Hike, cut off by a double team. Out to the perimeter with Free. Thought about a 3, turned it down. Now back to Hike on the right wing.
Look at this matchup we got right now, Brandon. We've got Brady Hurla on Colby Free.
Well, they might just throw everybody at Colby Free throughout the course of this game. Now Olberding a touch. There's the Free screen. Baseline driving and a blocking foul on Hurla. Nice play by Olberding, faking the use of the screen and going left baseline, and then Hurla cut him off but got him with the body.
I'd almost love to see Colby Freitas go to the block at this point. If you got 6 foot Brady Hurla guarding you and you're 6 foot eight, let's go down there on that low block and see what you can make happen.
Right now it's a 12-11 game with St. Mary's in front. Not quite 2 minutes in. Here's Free back into the corner. Olberding fires and in and out, but Free right there, too easy. Offensive rebound and stick back for Free.
And you can call that just a free opportunity because nobody boxed him out. Colby down low, easy rebound, easy putback. Thunder back up by one.
Another lead change early in this second quarter. 13-12 our score. 6 minutes to go until halftime. Here is Summers using the Rezac screen. Gets in the paint, guarded by Awertz, and he throws it away.
Oh, we got a deflection.
Nope, they're going to say it was tipped. Okay, yep. So no turnover. Bears keep it.
Yep, it'll stay with St. Mary's. Says the official. And we've got such a great crew for this title tilt right now, too. We've got well over 89 years experience between these three.
I think there was issues with the call. Thunder thought it wasn't touched, and we didn't quite have the angle on it, so we weren't sure. But nonetheless, Bears basketball. Here's Hurla working, driving, dumps it down, shot good, too easy, good play, and assist by Hurla. Rezac, another deuce.
That's what's happening right now. You're seeing from St. Mary's. They're getting the ball into Howie Rezac on the block, and he's getting past Colby Free for easy lay-in.
14-13 Bears. Great atmosphere, good pace here in this championship game. These two teams will meet later on towards the end of the regular season. These two teams fighting for a Big East League championship, but not today. Worth found it on the floor, and before a turnover, a timeout, John Thomas halfway on the floor to burn a T.O.
What a heady play there by Coach John Thomas. He's Worth on the floor, struggling, unable to get to somebody, and before he turns it over, big timeout there by big head coach, John Thomas.
Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the timeout sponsor. When it's time for a break, you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's, many flavors of Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. 14-13 Bears, 5:13 to go in this first half. The initial thoughts through a quarter and change.
I mean, I love it. This is what we expected, right? We expected a tight contest. We expected neither team to really get away from the other one. Again, if Nemaha Central wants to pace this game in their favor, they've got to get better on the offensive side in the half court. They're wanting to run 30 seconds a clock, 35 seconds a clock before a shot goes up. But this St. Mary's Bears defense is answering the call. On the flip side, St. Mary's is wanting to get more stops on the defensive end, and they're wanting to get out in transition.
Here we go, out of the 30 by Nemaha Central. Olberding to throw it in underneath the Nemaha Central bucket. Long pass into the right corner to Peterson. Dribbles out towards the wing, stops there, dumps it back near midcourt as Schmelzley's going to reset. Guarded by Hurla, knocked it away, but Schmelzley able to gather.
Once again, you got a big mismatch down low right now. Free at 6'8", being guarded by 6'3".
Nice pass, easy layup. Cyprian Jackson was running Derek Wirtz, but the pass over the top, easy too.
Well, that helps when you're 6'8", at the top of the key, be able to make that entry pass over the top, and an easy bucket there. Derek Wirtz, he's got his second bucket of the game.
Another lead change here in the second quarter. 4:40 to go until the half. 15-14 Nemaha Central. Hurla flips one up, nearly got it to go, and then a foul on the rebound attempt.
Yeah.
Is going against St. Mary's and Zach Summers.
Yeah, Summers was getting boxed out, and he kind of just jumped through the body of Caleb Schmelzley trying to get that rebound.
No shocker here. Pressure still being applied in the full court by the Bears. Free gets it off to Peterson, far side, angles back, middle of the floor. Gets by Olberding, who sent him a nice screen. Peterson still working. Kicks it in the corner. Schmelzley a three. That's strong off the heel. Long rebound in the corner, out of bounds to St. Mary's.
And that's what was happening the other night, was Schmelzley's feet set, hands ready. He was burying those threes that he took tonight, 0-for-1 from behind the arc, but you better believe he's going to keep firing them up.
Another opportunity for a lead change here, coming up on the halfway point of quarter number two, Nemaha Central 15, St. Mary's 14. Bears with the basketball. Up top it is Gallegos. Now Summers, left side in the corner, travel against Hurla, trying to dive in from that corner. Four turnovers now by St. Mary's.
Yeah, four turnovers on the Bears, five on Nemaha Central. Nemaha Central's done a great job of slowing things down. I guess six, I'm sorry. But slowing themselves down because they went on a run where they turned the ball over four out of five possessions.
Pressure being applied once again. Olberding with the basketball. They get it middle of the floor. It is Derek Wirtz who then crosses midcourt. Hands it right back to Olberding, two steps in front of midcourt. Getting the call from head coach John Thomas as we have passed the halfway point here in quarter number two. Peterson dumps it inside. There's the post look, and then an early foul before the shot. Shoved in the back. Free had a good look. That's the position he wants inside. And, again, not a bad foul there for the Bears. Probably taking it two off the board for Nemaha Central.
Yeah, that's the second on Zach Summers. But, again, you had a big mismatch. You see Howie Rizak come back in the game now for St. Mary's to get up against Colby Free because he's had nothing but mismatches the last 2 minutes of game time.
15-14, Nemaha Central with the ball. They tried to dump it into Free. It's knocked away. Nemaha Central turning it over on the inbounds play.
Seven turnovers now on the Thunder. That's not going to make JT very happy to see just a free ball basically thrown in there and nobody able to pick it up for the Thunder.
Here's Cyprian Jackson up top to Vader. Closed out quickly and rightfully so. He's still going to step back and try a three. Hits high off the heel and a rebound is taken away by Nemaha Central's Kalem Schmelzley.
Yeah, good job there by Schmelzley and slowing things down into the front court.
Here is Olberding back up top to Colby Free. Middle of the floor, 3:20 to go in the half. Still 15-14. It's been a grind-em-out game so far here in this first half between these two top-ranked teams.
Extremely low scoring, and again, that favors Nemaha Central.
Here's a post now Free, open in the corner. He can do it, folks. All 6'8 of them from downtown. Another three hits it at a 40% clip. 18-14, Nemaha Central.
Man, you got a 6'8 guy that can make free throws, that can post up, that can two-hand slam. He can also hit from the outside. Man, you've got to get up on him quicker.
It was a great pass by Wirtz to find him in the corner for that three. Hurla will try to answer. Can't do so from downtown. Good box out by Olberding. And the long rebound goes out of bounds. Back to the Thunder.
Right now, St. Mary's is in a drought. They've only scored 4 points in the second quarter. Both baskets from Howie Rizak down low. They have not made a three in the second frame. Just one three made in the entire game. That's not a good recipe for Coach Will Spradling and the Bears.
Brady Hurla, scoreless, averaging 19 a game. Again, nothing on the scoreboard at this point. Nemaha doing a great job defensively on him. 2:40 to go until halftime. 18-14, Nemaha Central. Their largest lead has been 5 in the game. Here's Peterson working around a screen by Strothman, who's into the game. Works it on the block, does Peterson. Nearly lost it out of bounds, but still working his way in the paint. Threw a tough shot up through traffic. Free right there. Darting in for the board and stick back. He's got 9.
He's about 15 feet away and crashes the glass there. Coach Spradling says, we need to talk about this.
It is a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. Largest lead for Nemaha Central at 20-14 at 2:19 to go in this first half. Again, you just mentioned the pace right now being played to the favor of Nemaha Central.
Well, it's a 7-0 run right now for Nemaha Central. Remember, they were down 14-13, and they got on this run, and what this run has been is bad shots by St. Mary's defensive. By Nemaha Central has really vamped up here in this second quarter, and they're patient on the offensive side. They're not trying to get up and down quickly to get buckets down at the rack. They're running their offensive sets, taking the open shot when it's there. That's why the recipe is good for the Thunder.
Right now, Colby Free, 9 points, 7 from Peterson, and the reason the Bears are right now still only down 6 is Howie Rizak, who's got 9 of the 14.
And that's what that's more than what he averages on a game-by-game basis. You mentioned it already. Nothing for Brady Hurla in this contest whatsoever. Zach Summers held scoreless as well, and just 2 for Gallegos and just 1 3 from Ben DeVader.
Out of the timeout, let's see what Coach Spradling draws up here for his Bears offense. Down 6 with just north of 2 minutes to go until halftime. Hurla driving, whistle, and a foul on the floor. It's going to be just the second team foul against Nemaha Central on Strothman, his first.
Yeah, again, another good foul by Nemaha Central. It's the second time we've seen a driving basket that was wiped off because of a foul on Nemaha Central.
Here's Jackson in the right corner, launching a pass up top, left side on the wing. Hurla, a couple head fakes, working on Strothman, gets there, shot up, no, but a foul.
That's going to be number 2 on Colby Free. And, you know, again, that's Brady Hurla, who's scoreless right now, who knows he needs to kind of take over this game for St. Mary's. And he goes right at the defender, Colby Free, forces the officials to blow the whistle. He's going to the line for 2.
Well, they actually called the foul on Strothman for his second, so Free avoids that. He was near. Hurla driving to the rack, and Hurla misfiring on the first free throw attempt.
And no disrespect to Caleb Strathman by any stretch of the word, but I guarantee you Coach JT was happy that was on 10, not on 4.
So Hurla again just trying to get on the board. His second free throw, no good. 0-2 trip for Brady Hurla, and it's still 20-14. Nemaha Central the rebound.
I mean, the Bears do go as Brady Hurla goes, and right now he's not going anywhere.
Here is Leighton Thomas, and then a pass just hits off the shoulder of Strothman and out of bounds for a turnover.
Man, you look at some of these statistics right now, B-Tad. 8 turnovers on Nemaha, just 4 for St. Mary's. That favors the Bears. They're still down by 6, though. They're not getting any good looks right now on the offensive half-court side, and that's all credit to the Thunder defense.
No doubt this is the best defense that the Bears have gone up against. And speaking of defense, Olverding a steal. Turnover number 5 on the Bears. Gets it off to Colby Free. All 6'8", casual into the front court. As Bears backed off the pressure a little bit. Now a pass here to Thomas. Stops on the elbow. Back up top, Olverding. Slowing down this pace. 1:20 to go. Here is Leighton Thomas now, right side on the wing. Back up top to Olverding. 20-14, Nemaha Central. 70 seconds into the half. Here's
good
Free,
look.
Short corner. Nice ball fake. Peterson shot, no. Rebound Jackson. Good look, just couldn't hit.
Yeah, great pass there by Olverding and a good head fake by Peterson, but just too strong off the window.
Here's Herlow working on the dribble. Left side, Jackson left side. Hesitated on a 3. Up top it goes to McCann. Now Rezac a touch, wing right. Yeah, Colby Free not worried about Rezac shooting the 3. Now DeVader right side, fading away, off balance, tough shot, rebound Colby Free.
Yeah, not a very good shot there for the Bears, and the Thunder now able to run in transition.
Peterson through contact and the foul, the block on Brady Hurla, chance for an and one for Caden Peterson, who now has 9.
Yeah, Hurla just about 2 seconds too late, and give credit there, getting in transition. When you have numbers, this Thunder team can run, and right now they're finding alleyways everywhere carving up this defense from St. Mary's.
It is 22-14, Nemaha Central, largest lead in the game. That's the second foul on Hurla, and team foul number 4. 38 seconds left in the half. Wirtz at the line. High off the heel, rebound Rezac. Both teams have struggled early on with free throw shooting. Well, let's see if the Bears play for the final shot. They got 30 ticks on the clock, and they're down 8.
I would imagine they're not going to wait for one shot here. They're going to need to try and get 2 possessions in this final 25 seconds.
Here's Rezac, angling left side, hands it off to Hurla on the wing. Thought about it, working on the dribble, back down. Nice defense by Wirtz. Olverding picking off the pass. 15 seconds left. Here is Strothman throwing one up in transition. No good. Olverding had a chance, and it was blocked away by Cyprian Jackson. 5 seconds. Here is DeVader fading, hitting on the block. Nicely done, Ben DeVader. And that's going to be the end of the half. Much needed bucket to end it for St. Mary's. A 6-point Nemaha Central lead. Halftime of this tournament championship game here in Seneca. Nemaha Central 22, St. Mary's 16. Our halftime show is brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Find them online. HighlandCC.edu. Don't go anywhere. Halftime coverage after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Bergston Insurance in Holton is a trusted choice agency offering home, auto, farm, and Medicare supplement insurance to Holton and surrounding areas. Whether you're buying a new house, car, toy, or wanting to shop your current insurance, give us a call today. Give Bergston Insurance a call today to shop your home, auto, farm, or Medicare supplement insurance. Bergston Insurance, 364-3771. 364-3771.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Halftime again brought to you by Highland Community College. Jake Spaulding, Brandon Thiem, and MJ Studio Producer. Exciting atmosphere, an exciting first half. Low scoring, favoring Nemaha Central. And the Thunder also favored right now on the scoreboard, 22-16. Clamping on the defensive end, holding the Bears to just six points in the second quarter. Again, we talked about two different styles. Styles make fights. Right now the fight being won by Nemaha Central.
Yeah, again, you're seeing a fight out there, and all it is which team is going to assert their will more. And right now it's Nemaha Central. They're finding a way to lock it in on the defensive end, as you just mentioned, allowing just 6 points in that second quarter. And they're being patient on the offensive side. At one point, it was a 9-0 run by Nemaha Central. And that wasn't just a 9-0 run in 2 minutes, B-Ted. That was like 5 minutes of game time, that 9-0 run. That's a slow, methodical way of the game of basketball. And that's winning basketball for JT's crew. He's been doing it for 30 years for a reason. And you're seeing that today against the St. Mary's team that is getting frustrated. They are wanting to get out and run. And they are starting to turn the basketball over themselves here in this ball game, and they're just not getting comfortable on the offensive end.
Both teams with just three players who have found points on the board, 9 apiece for Colby Free and Caden Peterson, and then 4 from Derek Wirtz for Nemaha Central, and then St. Mary's, 9 from Howie Rizak. Really the lone reason they're as close as they are right now. Ben DeVader with 5 and Alex Gallegos with 2. Brady Hurla, 19 points per game coming in, had 19 against Rock Creek, 13 against Holton, scoreless, and even 0 for 2 from the line.
And that's the big thing right now for St. Mary's. And I know Coach Spradling, you mentioned it, his eighth year at the helm for St. Mary's, a very good basketball mind. He's going to be drawing up some more things for Brady Hurla, specifically in the offensive set here in the second half. But he's a kid that's got to get going. If St. Mary's wants to mount a comeback and go back-to-back here in the Thunder Classic, it's going to have to start with number 2 in blue.
Some of the team numbers, 6 turnovers by the Bears, just 8 rebounds. They were 3 of 6 at the line. Nemaha Central, 8 turnovers, 13 rebounds. They were 0 for 3 at the free throw line. Stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms, Holton Tax Services in Holton. That's with Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting, Jacob Yinks, and Courtney Brockoff. Halftime score, Nemaha Central 22, St. Mary's 16. More coverage after a break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey Seneca, Rainbow Communications is excited to provide an update on their ongoing fiber network upgrade. 68% of the mainline construction is completed, with the core infrastructure for high-speed internet well on its way to being finished. Additionally, over 55% of the drops to individual customer homes have been installed, ensuring many of you are already set up to connect directly to the new network. This Seneca fiber upgrade will bring faster, more reliable internet to support streaming, remote work, online learning, and more. Rainbow Communications is committed to keeping you informed as progress is made.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Kaim T.S. of Savetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kaim offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KaimTS.com to learn more. Kaim Trucking of Savetha. We make it happen.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Appreciate Highland Community College sponsoring our halftime coverage here on KNZA. Nemaha Central 22, St. Mary's 16. Still a few minutes before the start of the second half. adjustments. You got to start with St. Mary's. What do they do to get back to the style of play that they like to play?
Well, first off, it's going to start defensively. They can't let Nemaha Central have 45-second, one-minute possessions and then finally get a good shot. You're going to have to ramp up the defense. I look for them to stay man-to-man, maybe have some different trap opportunities at the top of the key whenever Nemaha Central brings across the timeline. But it's all offensively right now for St. Mary's. You got Cyprian Jackson that hasn't even put up 1 3-point shot, and that was it. He's got no points. Brady Hurla has 0 points. Gallegos, who averages nearly 10 a game, with just two. Zach Summers, he averages 8. He's got nothing. Ben DeVader, who averages 14 with just 5. They're not getting good shots. They're not taking advantage of opportunities. I would look for them to do a lot more drive into the lane, kick out, get some three opportunities, but don't be afraid to penetrate the lane. Colby Free is having a massive effect on this offense for St. Mary's without even having to block the basketball.
22-16, Nemaha Central, a final two-minute timeout. Second half coverage coming your way next. The tournament title is on the line. Don't go anywhere. Second half coming up next.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is a premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton for a free insurance review.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling, Marker President at Mega Blue Valley for Hiawatha and Sabetha. Our story started decades ago and continues because of you, our customers, our communities, our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. Get started today by visiting bankbv.com. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
22-16, Nemaha Central trying to win their home tournaments on their home floor. Two undefeated state-ranked teams in Class 3A. Second half adjustments. What are we looking for?
We talked about St. Mary's before the break. Let's talk Nemaha right now. Adjustments they need to make. There's a lot that they don't have to fix, but there are certain things they do need to fix. That's turning the basketball over. They turned it over 8 times in that first half by being sped up by the St. Mary's defense. I look for John Thomas's crew to slow things down. They're going to get forced to have a little bit of pace to get across the timeline. But once they do, make sure you're running through your offense. Only take the shots when they're open for you. And JT's crew could get themselves a championship here today.
Here we go. Second half is underway. Schmelzley right to the rack. Lays it in. Too easy. Left-handed. Schmelzley, his first two tonight. And it's 24-16 right out the gate.
Again, it was as big of a lead as 9 in that first half for Nemaha Central. St. Mary's got a bucket right before the buzzer. Can that be some kind of a spark for him?
Here's Hurla. There it is. A right side three. And maybe that's what he needed to see go down. And that is a big shot. Bears within 5.
And that was a set play right there. Elevator screen towards the right wing, giving him a wide open look for 3.
Here's Olberding now into the front court, left corner. A little hesitation there. Working around. Rezac gets to the rack for 2. Olberding, a little too much speed with that play.
My goodness. I mean, it was shot out of a cannon right there for his basket. First basket of the ball game.
26-19. Good start. Both teams have knocked down shots here. Now Hurla, hard drive, bumped and fouled. And I think it's going to be called on the floor as they get Derek Wirtz with his first.
So what you're seeing so far right now is two possessions for St. Mary's. Brady Hurla has touched the ball both times, that time aggressively to the rack.
They dump it down real quick on the inbounds. Rezac trying to go to work. Instead kicks it back out here to Gallegos near the free throw line. And now here is Hurla, little jab step, trying to get the separation off Schmelzley. He wasn't biting there.
A great defense there by Schmelzley. Good closeout.
Here is a baseline drive. Back up top it goes to Jackson. He'll set. They leave him open. Missed it short. Rebound Overding.
He's 0 for 2. Now a near steal by St. Mary's. We'll see who it's out of. It's out off of the Bears. Gallegos diving at the feet of Overding.
I think he wanted a foul. Overding did. A little bit of contact knocked him to the floor. But the Thunder just resetting against the full court press.
And that allows the Bears to get their press set up and easily broken here by Free.
Free gets into the front court, right side on the wing. Schmelzley thought about a deep one, instead backed up here by Howie Rezac. So right now, man-to-man defense by the Bears. We played 90 seconds in this third quarter. A 7-point Nemaha Central lead at 26-19. Looking for Free inside. It was cut off. Good job by Gallegos to take that one away.
Undersized, but better position against Free down low.
Here is Hurla. No hesitation. Couldn't knock this one down. Nice strong rebound with the hands by Derek Wirtz.
And that's how St. Mary's, if they're going to be okay with shooting those shots in the second half, they're going to have to start hitting them. Otherwise, it's easy one and done.
Here is Schmelzy with the basketball. Left side on the wing, using the dribble. Backed up by Hurla. Now up top to Overding. 2 minutes in, six to go. Quarter number three. 7-point Nemaha Central lead. One of these two teams going to suffer their first loss of the season in this title game. Combined record of 21-0. Here's Free in the corner. Nice move. Bending down. Rezac and hits the jump shot. Check the ankle braces. Rezac might need a couple more.
Oh, my goodness. Colby Free with the handles at 6'8". Put Rezac on the deck and made an easy 15-footer.
9-point lead for Nemaha after the 15-foot right wing jump shot by Colby Free. He's got 11. Here is a dump down pass inside, tipped in the air. Gallegos able to chase it down. Overding got a fingertip on it, and they take it away.
And they're trying to throw over the top of this tall Nemaha defense. You can't do that.
Here is Schmelzley. Nice ball fake. Gets around a defender to the rack for two. Schmelzley now with four all here in the third quarter. Largest lead for the Thunder at 30-19.
And I'm shocked that Coach Bradley's not taking a timeout right now. Offensively, they're in dire straits right now. Defensively, they can't figure anything out.
Off the screen, Hurla silences the crowd with a deep three.
I'm having deja vu from Thursday because I questioned it then, and that's why I'm a high school basketball coach.
30-22, back to 8 for Nemaha Central. Back-to-back threes here in the first couple minutes. Here is Overding, lost it in the corner, now Free up top, Schmelzley teeing it up, not this time on a three, Wirtz the offensive rebound to keep it alive, turning, firing, and hitting for two.
Right now the size of Nemaha Central is just too much on the glass.
6 points, four rebounds for Derek Wirtz. Hurla again, left it short. I don't think Coach Bradling's going to like that one particularly, and a rebound for Free.
Yeah, you had zero set up on for rebound opportunities, anything. That thing had to go in or else it was one and done, and that's exactly what it was. The third different one and done here in the second half for St. Mary's.
Halfway in, halfway to go in this third quarter. 32-22, Nemaha Central. Here's Peterson, hard drive off the window. Couldn't get it to go, but it's tipped back out into the hands of Wirtz, who then goes up against Rezac and gets all the body there for the foul call.
Yeah, he's going to go to the line to shoot, too, and you're just seeing aggressiveness here by Nemaha. They're not scared to go to the rack, and Rezac picks up his first.
That's going to put, again, Derek Wirtz at the line. 6 points, five rebounds here tonight. Second opportunity at the line with 3:55 to go in the quarter. First free throw short. Nemaha now 0 for 4 at the line in the game.
I was about to say that now 0 for 3 for Wirtz. Just a 50% foul shooter in the season.
32-22, Nemaha Central, 3:55 to go, third quarter. Nemaha has a team into the tournament, 67% as a unit at the line, and he's able to knock down the second. Go 1 for 2. He's got 7. Here comes Caleb Strothman into the game, replacing Derek Wirtz. 3:55 to go, quarter number three. Right now, Nemaha with an 11-point lead.
Right now, Coach Bradley looked at his play call sheet out of his pocket. Calls out the signals here, wants to see offense, not just a three to be thrown up.
Jackson hands it off to Hurla, left side in the corner. Debater deep, NBA range, halfway down and out, fighting for the rebound, and Nemaha Central taking it away with Strothman. Nice job there.
No numbers here to see if Nemaha pulls it out. They don't.
Overding tried to draw a foul on a tough shot, didn't get the whistle, and a rebound for Jackson. 3.5 minutes to go. Debater right side on the wing. Going between the legs, working back top of the key. They set it up. Killian McCann will fire. It was on target, just a little bit short. Overding the rebound. A long pass up the floor and an extra pass for an easy layup for Caden Peterson. Counted and one.
Just running the floor effectively right now. You're running lanes so even, so quick. And this Thunder team, they are rolling right now.
The foul on Killian McCann, his first, team second. The lead right now, the largest for Nemaha Central at 13, at 35-22. Peterson with 11, 74% at the line. His free throw well short, rebound McCann.
And again, we talked about pace of play, which one favors which. Right now, this is heavily favoring Nemaha, and that's why you're seeing the scoreboard reflect the way it is, 35-22. Thunder up big.
Overton closing out on DeVader quickly. Now Hurla a touch, head of the circle, putting it on the dribble on Schmelzley. Gets in the lane. Shot blocked by Schmelzley, but it's tipped back into the hands of Hurla. He'll get another opportunity. Jackson now has it, head of the circle, top of the key. Right side pass, Hurla goes on the dribble, gets in the lane. Shot might have been blocked by Free.
Yep.
Who pulls it away?
That's two times that Hurla tried to attack the rack. Both times rejected.
Here is Strothman stopping on the right wing, hands it off to Overding, darts into the corner, now in the paint, Peterson, a walk. Turnover in C.
You're seeing good flow, you're seeing good rhythm by Nemaha. That time, Peterson just a little bit sped up. 10 turnovers now on the Thunder in this game.
2.5 minutes to go in the third, a 13-point Nemaha Central lead at 35-22. Here is Ben DeVader into the front court from right to left. Started by Overding, hands it off to McCann at the top of the key. One dribble left, goes to Summers on the wing. Now Jackson has it up top, works left, hands it to DeVader, setting, firing. This one's short. Jackson a rebound, his shot rejected, and it's finally taken away by Schmelzley.
Three straight blocks by Nemaha Central on the defensive side.
And they get it up to Free. They beat the press, easy two. Timeout, St. Mary's.
Big time run here by the Thunder, up 15, B-10.
37-22, it's all Thunder right now. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter, a full timeout. We'll step aside, don't go anywhere. Back after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Nemaha Central controlling the pace on the defensive end. Just 12 points for the Bears, Jake, since quarter number one, and right now a 15-point Nemaha Central lead.
Again, it's all started on the defensive side. They are scrappy. They are man-to-man. They're forcing a lot of long threes and a lot of one-and-done here from St. Mary's.
See what Coach Fradling has his offense dialed in with out of the timeout. Jackson rejected at the peak by Free.
That's four straight shots by St. Mary's, all rejected.
Unbelievable. Met him up at the rim, and now a foul far side of the floor.
Yep, on Leighton Thomas.
Good hustle by Thomas, but man, Colby Free met him at the summit.
Yeah, you had
pinned it on the back. What do?
You can't, exactly. There's not a whole lot you can do. I said at halftime the St. Mary's needs to continue to attack. Again, I'm not a high school basketball coach. I maybe would not want to do that anymore.
37-22. Bears with the ball down 15. Right about a minute and a half to go. They set it up for DeVader. They need it. Couldn't get it. Out of bounds. Last touch by McCann.
Again,
that's
one
a good shot. I think that's a good shot, but again, just shots just aren't falling. That lid is put on.
It 100% is, and no rebounding opportunities for St. Mary's, even when they do have them, slipping right back out of their hand.
90 seconds left here, quarter number three. 15-point Nemaha Central lead. Hike, long pass into the front court. Into the hands of Leighton Thomas, who tries, short arms a three, and a foul on the rebound attempt. Maybe the shot Coach Thomas was wanting there, but Thomas, again, Leighton wanting to get involved there.
And, again, shoot or shoot, Thomas does like to pull from the outside, and something that he's definitely going to continue to do probably, but you want to see some offense ran first.
Second foul on, or I should say that's the second foul on Killian McCann. And 80 seconds now for Nemaha Central with the ball up 15. 37-22, Carter Hike with it.
Ooh.
Directing traffic, spinning, stopped by Rizak, has to kick it out to Free in the corner. Now back up top to Peterson.
That's a good move for a strong man like Mr. Hike is right there.
Add a little handle with the ball in his hand. Here is a drive by Strothman. Offensive foul. Good job by Killian McCann. Stepped in. The shot actually went in, but a offensive foul is called, and Nemaha Central turning it over.
And you can see that from a mile away. Strothman did a great job of going off the bounce, but you don't leave your feet when you see a defender slide in there like that. He leaves his feet, makes it an easy call for the official, third personal on Strothman.
Schmelzley has to come back in. Third foul, as you mentioned, with now 54 seconds and counting in the third quarter. This is desperation time here for St. Mary's, trying to find a little positivity before the break. Here is Hurl up top, closed out by Height. Gets in the lane, fading away, shot short, and it's knocked away out of bounds. Last touch by Height. Good defense by Carter Height.
That was really good defense by Carter. The official didn't have the whistle in his mouth, and so he had to yell and say, yes, out of bounds. St. Mary's with the basketball.
Can you imagine if officials didn't have whistles?
Oh, they wouldn't have any voices.
That'd be a wild scenario.
Lose your
Bears
voice.
Have it. They set it up. Hurla, a good look. Boy, he airballs a three. Probably don't see that too much. Easiest rebound you can get for Colby Free.
And now I would expect Nemaha will slow it down. 25 seconds to go and work the clock here.
Here is Carter Hike. Again, they're near the midcourt line. High left now on the wing is Carter Hike. Looking up at the clock. 18 seconds to go. Now a timeout for Coach Thomas. Didn't like how that possession was starting, and a very smart timeout there for Nemaha Central. The full timeout will follow suit. 17 seconds left in the third. All NC, Thunder 37, Bears 22. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Looking to buy or sell real estate in the Jackson County and surrounding area? Kellerman Real Estate in Fulton is your go-to company located on the downtown square. This is Cindy Hauer. We have agents with 100 years of combined experience and are ready to help you. We use technology to help make your transaction convenient. Whether it's residential, commercial, or farm, let us help you with your real estate needs. Kellerman Real Estate. We live, work, and play where you do.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Out of the timeout, Nemaha Central with the basketball, leading St. Mary's by 15. Just 17 seconds left in the third quarter. Let's see what the Thunder draw here. They dump it into the backcourt with Schmelzley, guarded by Gallegos. He's quickly doubled. Now Hike with 10 seconds on the wing. Short corner right, Peterson. He is doubled. Down to 5 seconds. Here's Hike. Long pass, Oberding. Down to two, steps right, shoots a three, ooh, off the heel strong, and a rebound for Rizak after the horn, and that takes us to the end of the third quarter. Bears going to need to rally. Thunder 37, Bears 22. A champion will be crowned at the Thunder Classic. Fourth quarter action coming up after a timeout here on KNZA.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank is here to help local businesses. From sole proprietors to storefront shops, we have the money to loan and the expertise to share. Our digital auto books lets local businesses receive card and ACH payments within their online banking.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at WilsonTireKS.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Fourth quarter action here at the Thunder Classic. Nemaha Central 37, St. Mary's 22. Just 8 minutes to go. Time not necessarily on the side, but the Bears do have time, and they have the first offensive possession of the fourth quarter. Into the front court, DeVader up top, Rizak at the elbow. Jackson diving in past Peterson, missed the layup. Rizak an offensive rebound. He is strong, and he lays it in for two.
His first points beat that in the second half. He was about everything that they had in that second quarter, and really in that first half offensively, they got to get him going again.
About 30 seconds into this final frame, 37-24, Nemaha Central by 13, knocked away in a steal, turnover Nemaha Central, numbers, here's Hurla, Olberding defensively, doesn't matter, Hurla for two, and just like that, a quick start here for the Bears. They're back to within 11.
If there's one team that can make a comeback from 15-plus points down, it is this St. Mary's team. They're too good defensively, too fast, and they can score from anywhere.
Here is Olberding wanting a screen by Hike, not using it, curling around the arc from left to right. Now Schmelzley on the wing, dives in from there, bumped on the block. He is fouled on the floor.
Yeah, and that's a good call right there, Howie Rizak, a little bit late getting to the spot. And Schmelzley is just so quick off the bounce, B-Tad. He's kind of a surprisingly good ball handler, being 6'4", able to handle it like that.
Not quite a minute into this fourth quarter. 37-26, Nemaha Central trying to bounce it in to Peterson. Picked up, another turnover.
And very, very animated there. Caden Peterson not happy with that turnover.
Here is Hurla up top, Cyprian Jackson the touch, right side to Vader off the screen, in rhythm, can't knock down the three, tipped around underneath in the paint, and it's picked up by Derek Wirtz. Finally has to spin it away from a couple defenders. Now Nemaha wants to push it up the floor. Schmelzley lost it, gathering, bumped and fouled on the block.
Yep, DeVader picks up the personal. That's his second team foul as well. If that three would have dropped for St. Mary's, I almost could guarantee a timeout, coach, coming from JT. Instead, another one doesn't drop for DeVader. Nemaha Central has a chance to settle things down here on the offensive side.
Height comes out. Colby Free back in. 6:39 to go in the game. Right now a 37-26 Nemaha Central lead. Free in the corner. Gets
Look
to
out.
The rack and a two-hand flush past Hurla. 15 for Colby Free, the most emphatic two of the night.
Oh, my goodness. Fake the pass, drive baseline. Two-hand slam from the big guy.
39-26 Nemaha Central. 6:20 to go in the game. Here's Jackson, now DeVader. Nice head fake there. Getting by, sidestepping, kicks in the corner. Gallegos a look. Gallegos a hit from downtown. Five for Gallegos, and much needed. Now a 10-point game.
What I tell you at halftime, drive and kick, and you saw it right there. A good drive and a good kick, easy three.
Here's Schmelzley. That's going to thought they were going to call a travel instead of foul on St. Mary's. They do not approve of the call as Rizak quickly now has three. 6 minutes to go in the game. Already three team fouls, so just one more foul to give for the Bears, Jake, before Nemaha Central is going to have an opportunity at the stripe.
No doubt.
Here's Olberding faking a pass, still trying to find someone to dump it into. Does so to Schmelzley, guarded by Jackson in the post. Now kicks it back out to Olberding, who gets it right back from Peterson on the wing. There's a word screen, not the roll there. Now Free up top, Peterson ball fake. On to Vader, curls past the Free screen. Back up top to Wirtz, 5:45 left. 10-point game, Nemaha Central in front. Here's Schmelzley spinning on Hurla, spins again to his left, kept the pivot foot, shot, no good. Defense by Hurla, tipped into the hands of DeVader, and they got a chance to get it within single digits.
Oh!
A restricted shot by Free, shaking his head, no chance for Gallegos on that.
Okay, I say head fake a lot, right? It's a lost art. You can't head fake a 6'8 guy. He's not going to jump and fly past you. Great job by Colby Free, holding his ground, absorbing the pump fake, and then getting rid of that Gallegos shot.
Five blocks against Hiawatha, two against Troy. He's already got three here tonight. Here's the pass in to St. Mary's. Gallegos, difficult shot, fighting for the rebound, and a foul on Nemaha Central. Rizak had good position on the block.
Yeah, Rizak did, and that foul on Schmelzley, that's going to be just the first, I believe, on Kalem.
Correct. 5:24 seems like a century of time. For the Bears, down 10 at 39-29. Jackson, entry pass, fading away from two. That one is no good. Free, strong with the rebound, and finally able to clear it up to Wirtz.
Both crowds getting a little bit more into this ball game right now. We're hitting the final home stretch here. 5:09 clock moving, 10-point lead for the Thunder.
Nearly throwing it away, but Peterson chasing it down, short corner right. They get it back top of the key. Overding, left side chest pass to Schmelzley, winning a Wirtz screen, working left of it. Now gets underneath, right side kick. Three by Overding. Yes.
Ooh.
Evan Overding from downtown. He is a sharp shooter at 43%. And he's got 20-plus made threes on the year, 42-29. DeVader high off the window, no. Tipped into the hands of Schmelzley. One and done there for the Bears. Now Schmelzley working past DeVader into the front court, using his body nicely there. Pass tip, Gallegos a steal. Gallegos wants to go coast to coast, free, can't get there this time. And Gallegos goes flying into the stage there, and he's got, again, now 7 points. And getting right back up the floor, was that Overding?
Yes, and that was a just crazy situation. Nemaha Central, a great job. Two Bears were up on the stage, and they just ran out of transition. Quick timeout here by JT.
It's a full, but we'll go ahead and keep it right here. 4:18 left in the game. Nemaha Central 44, St. Mary's 31. Well, what do we think?
10-point game a minute ago. You had St. Mary's. It was 39-29. St. Mary's had Uncle Mo on their side slightly. He was starting to maybe think, okay, I'll go to the Bears' side. But it was Colby Free, once again, making his presence felt down low, and it's now giving caution to St. Mary's. They don't feel as comfortable going inside, and the three ball is just not dropping for the Bears right now. Nemaha Central doing a great job of getting out in transition. You know, I said this to you off-air before the game. I said if St. Mary's is going to win this game, they've got to get to about 45 points. They are 14 points away from that margin right now. Nemaha Central at 44. I think this Nemaha Central Thunder defense is just too good right now. St. Mary's has got to find a way to get some more outside shots to drop, or else this game could get out of hand.
How about Colby Free? 15 points, 9 rebounds, 3 emphatic blocks, and a dunk as well.
I mean, Thursday night I went kind of a different round for player of the game. I mean, Colby Free must have listened to that because he's making an emphatic reasoning why you cannot go off the script with who the player of the game is going to be. If Nemaha Central holds on, he's going to have this one with a stranglehold.
All right, 4:15. Now the clock back moving. Here are the Bears in the front court. Elbow touch. Overding trying to go for the steal, but Summers backdoor Hurla underneath. Had it tipped away. Now it's kicked out. DeVader a three short. Rebound Cyprian Jackson to keep it alive. Second chance opportunity here. Now Jackson in the corner. Back up top to Vader. Closed out by Free. Gets in the lane. Kicks it out. Summers will try. That one in and out. Another Colby Free rebound. Lost his footing. No, they're going to say he stepped on the out-of-bounds line.
So clean rebound there by Free, and that was two threes by St. Mary's that did not drop. B-Tad, and if they're going to make that comeback, this has to be where they hit those outside shots.
Well, the Bears have certainly had a lot of decent looks from outside that they had hit in the first two rounds of this tournament. Just not the case here in this championship matchup. 3:45 to go. Here's Summers on the block, turning on Wirtz. Nicely done. Summers for two, and it's 44-33. Free trying to get it in, does so to Schmelzley. Here's the ramped-up defense in the full court by St. Mary's. Schmelzley at midcourt, crossing up on Hurla, taking it all the way, lost it. And out of bounds, and Nemaha Central turns it over.
Going to have the officials come together and have a conversation here. It looked like it was off of a St. Mary's defender's leg and rolled all the way across the court. But we'll have a conversation here to figure out who's got the ball.
And he changed the call, so no turnover. It was off St. Mary's. 3:27 left in the game. Nemaha Central 44, St. Mary's 33.
You know, they call me Hawkeye, B-Tad, with the ability with these brand
new specs. No one's ever called you that.
2020 vision with these specs I've got on.
Here is Peterson. They're looking for Free. He had it knocked away, tipped into the crowd, and there is a Thunder turnover.
Yeah, and that's one where Peterson and Free just get too sped up again. Nemaha Central is almost unbeatable, I think, when they slow down and run their offensive set. But St. Mary's defense, once again, standing tall, speeding them up, getting a turnover.
Crazy to think. We'll talk numbers at the end of the game. Here's DeVader, though, for three. Yes, they needed that. I think DeVader just needed to see that one go down. 44-36, 8-point game, 3 minutes to go.
Been a while since it's been in single digits, and that,
Overding.
A lot of contact.
Swung the elbow through. Bears wanted a foul. Instead, DeVader gets called for a block.
Yeah, DeVader trying to apply that pressure, but you mentioned it, kind of swinging around with that elbow pretty high. I like to see the officials just do the general call there.
Exactly 3 minutes to go in this game. Right now, an 8-point Nemaha Central lead. And I think that's a travel. It is.
Yeah. Coach Spradling has been begging for that call all game long.
because you're seeing Nemaha catch it, and they do kind of do a little shuffle step to get their balance because of this pressure from St. Mary's. Beat that. That's number 16 now, turnover-wise, for Nemaha in the game.
Yeah, roughly 10 more turnovers than St. Mary's.
Yeah.
Yet St. Mary's down 8 in the game. I have a suspicious feeling that if the Bears get a bucket here, Nemaha Central might take a timeout. We'll see. Momentum kind of shifting with 2:50 to go. 8-point lead. Here is Hurla deep downtown. No, halfway down and out. Free the rebound.
Good clear out there by Colby Free. See if Nemaha slows it down. Or
Peterson had it knocked away. He was pushing the tempo, but had it knocked away. 2:37 left. Here's Rezac back into the game. And Summers will come out.
St. Mary's able to go on this little mini run right now with Rezac on the bench, those three fouls. He'll be in here the rest of the game. The big difference maker for this Bears team.
Had a good game here to this point with 11 points. Here's Olberding in the corner. Turnover, Nemaha Central.
And guess who forced that turnover? Howie Rezac with that on-the-ball pressure on Colby Free, 6'8", forward. Could not get that pass low enough for Peterson in the corner.
2.5 minutes to go. Nemaha Central by 8. Bears with the ball, though. Here's Hurla, top of the key, stepping back, tip, lazy pass, taken away. Here's Olberding, nobody there, easy two. What a swing that was.
Massive swing because that was opportunity. Ben DeVader was fading to the side on the outside, hoping for a quick catch and pop, but instead a big turnover and big bucket for the Thunder.
They're up 10, 2:05 to go. This is must-need here for St. Mary's. Rezac off to Hurla. He'll step back, deep downtown three, front rim no. Rezac, the offensive rebound, another emphatic block by Free. Goodness me. Goes out of bounds. Bears will keep it, but 1:54 left. My goodness. And Rezac had nothing but a smile on his face after Free had that block. Jackson inside, spins it up and in. Timeout Bears. They had to have it. First bucket for Cyprian Jackson. And it's 46-38 with a 1:50 to go. In the timeout to 30, brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. We'll keep it right here.
Yeah, and this is a big opportunity right now for Nemaha Central to slow the pace down, force the St. Mary's defense to step up big. But you're seeing a Bears team that's not going down without a fight right now. Big timeout here on the floor right now.
Got a 1:50 left between these two undefeated teams. Colby Free, 4 emphatic blocks at least. As we know, 15 points. He's got a double-double tonight. Also, 11 points for Caden Peterson. On the Bears' side, 11 for Rezac, 8 apiece for Brady Hurla and Ben DeVader. They also got 7 from Alex Gallegos. Thunder also got 9 in the game from Evan Olberding, all here in the second half. And the turnovers in favor of the Bears, but it has not affected the scoreboard all that much. 46-38, Nemaha Central. In out of the timeout, Rezac joined by McCann, Hurla, Jackson, and Gallegos. And for Nemaha Central, they got Layton Thomas out there. Also, Peterson, Schmelsley, Free, and Olberding.
And I'm sorry I kind of left you hanging there on that big block there by Colby Free, but official book, we were trying to figure out if the score correct on the scoreboard, because scoreboard showed one thing. Book had something different, and so they were asking for our opinion, and
Your
stats are pretty official because it matches up, so well done.
Okay. All right, we got 1:37, clock on the move. Nemaha Central with the ball, 8-point lead. There's a trap. Get it back up top here to Schmelsley. Getting left side, spinning. Up on Jackson, lost it. Last touch by Jackson out of bounds.
I'd be shocked here if they don't get a steal right away, and I'm talking St. Mary's, if they don't foul immediately, because with 1:27 to go.
Next foul, we'll put Nemaha in the bonus.
You're going to have to start extending this game out just a little bit.
8-point lead, 1:27 to go. Nemaha Central the lead and the ball, dumping into the backcourt here with Thomas. Backed out by Hurla, handing it off. Olberding right back to Thomas. Time coming off the clock at 1:20.
Yep.
Here's Peterson, and he is pushed and fouled.
Coach Spradling just said he was yelling foul, foul, foul. So Cyprian Jackson just pushes him and he says, you can't do that.
I wouldn't have, if the official called intentional foul there,
yeah.
I wouldn't have been all that shocked.
Correct.
Because
not making a play on the ball.
There was no play on the ball, just a straight extension. But either way, that's going to put Caden Peterson at the line for two. trying to extend on this 8-point lead late in the game. And he's able to knock down the first.
Again, JT been doing this 30 years. We keep talking about him, but his team, great defense, great hustle, and great at the free throw line down the stretch.
47-38 Thunder, 1:17 to go in the game. Second by Peterson, short, no tip, into the hands of Gallegos.
I guess I can wear that one a little bit then.
Here's Hurla driving, makes the shot, but the foul's on the floor. Just the second Nemaha Central foul, so they got still two fouls to give with 1:11 to go.
Another great foul there. I've said that now three times in this game where St. Mary's is driven to the bucket, and they fouled as Nemaha Central wiped the bucket away.
They got to trigger it in now underneath their own basket. Bears desperately need some points here on this possession. They find Jackson in the corner right, puts it on the dribble, gets in the paint on free, has to kick it back out to Hurla. He'll put it on the floor, spin in the lane, gets it back into the corner. Guarded by Schmelzley, gets underneath, dumps it down. Jackson up, no, but he'll shoot two.
Man, that was a great offensive set that time. Baseline drive by Hurla, and you had Jackson flying down the middle of the lane. He'll go to the line to shoot a pair, but that was an opportunity for potential and one. That foul on Colby Free just a second.
Cyprian Jackson at the line, 2 points, but he does have 8 rebounds in this game. First free throw, no good. You need him now. It's the first free throw attempt of the second half for the Bears. Rezac back in, also McCann as well.
You say first free throw attempt, you can, again, credit that to Colby Free, down low, not wanting to attack him.
Jackson second, no, but Rezac, an offensive rebound, is put back good. They get the two anyways. 47-40, 50 seconds left. Nemaha struggling to get it across midcourt. Olberding, long pass into the front court, left side on the wing, and there's the foul on Jackson as he fouls Schmelzley, who will shoot two.
Schmelzley, a pretty good free throw shooter in his own right. Go to the line to shoot a couple.
80%, to be exact.
Foul number 3 on Cyprian Jackson.
43 seconds left in the game. Pure on the first free throw is Schmelzley. Had a couple buckets early. Been quiet since, but he's got 5. 48-40. Thunder by 8. 43 seconds left in the game. Second is good. Big free throws for Schmelzley. 49-40. Just 40 seconds left in the game. Here's a drive. Layup good. Quick bucket for Zach Summers, and there's the timeout. 49-42, 37 seconds left. The full will follow suit. Tournament championship on the line. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Chances are, if something seems too good to be true,
it's a scam.
Hi, I'm Hannah Deegan, the frontline manager at the Farmer State Bank in Holton.
And I'm Katie Henry, a teller at the Farmer State Bank, and we have seen a rise in consumer scams.
Never give out your personal information through an email, over the phone, or put it online. If you're unsure of whether or not you're being scammed, please contact us. We're always happy to help.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, let's give you the outline here. 37 seconds remaining in this championship game. Nemaha Central 49, St. Mary's 42. Bears just got a bucket before the timeout, so Nemaha Central throwing far side of the floor.
It's a big-time opportunity here for Nemaha Central to do what they normally do, right? And that is take care of the basketball, run an offensive set, get fouled. Their biggest struggle today, though, is they turn the ball over. The St. Mary's defense is good. They're trying to get a steal here. Full court pressure being applied.
Thunder do have a foul to give. Bears do not. They do get it into Free. Dumps it right back to Thomas. And then he is fouled quickly by Hurla. 32.7 left to go.
And right now, Coach Bradley not happy that Brady Hurla had to do that foul. He wanted Killian McCann to get that foul quicker.
Here is Layton Thomas, who has shot 2 free throws all season, and he is 0 for 2. 49-42 Thunder. First free throw, no. Left it short.
No matter what, it maintains a 3-possession lead for the Thunder with 36 remaining, and here's where you got to get a big box out. Colby Free looking to clean it up if it's a miss.
Second free throw, no good. Rebound by DeVader. 2 big misses. 29 seconds left. DeVader driving, kicks it corner. Hurla fading in the corner, missed a 3, fighting for the rebound, and Thomas, of all people, coming away with it, and he is fouled.
Op- opportunity for redemption right there. Not a very good shot. That was kind of a desperation three there by Hurlett in the corner. And just not been Brady Hurlett's day here today from the field.
Thomas, a chance to redeem himself, as you mentioned, at the line. Just 22 seconds left in the game. Time running out for the Bears. First free throw, nothing but nylon. He does redeem himself.
You can hear a pin drop right now here. And
got real quiet, and I think Nemaha Central is going to burn a TO here. 50-42 Thunder. Still one more free throw coming up for Thomas. Just 22 seconds left in the game. It is a full, but we'll go ahead and keep it right here. Again, the timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Well, the Bears need a miracle now.
Yeah.
But what a performance today. Colby Free, Caden Peterson in double figures. Despite the turnovers, which I know John Thomas ain't going to really like the amount of turnovers that they've had in this game, but hasn't affected the scoreboard, they have a chance to win this game.
Again, you're looking at St. Mary's coming in, averaging 62 a game. They're being held 20 points underneath that average right now with 22 seconds to go.
How about this? They had scored at least 65 points in their last five games.
Yeah.
I'm looking up at the scoreboard with 22 ticks left and just sitting at 42.
I mean, it's one of those things that you cannot talk about it enough, and you maybe don't realize it until you witness it. This Nemaha Central team is so good on the defensive side that they hold their opponents well under their season averages. That's why, again, this is a team that they're saying, listen, we might only score 40, 45, maybe 50 points a game. However, on the defensive side, we're going to hold you under where you're used to.
So Thomas does one more free throw out of the timeout. He cashed the first to give the Thunder again that 8-point advantage at 50-42. Second free throw is good. So Thomas knocks them both down.
And that was, you know, I was going to say it a minute ago.
Game.
But now that he's made it, you know, that was Dad icing his own son right there.
Well, just 22 seconds left here for the Bears. They're down 9. Hurla picks it up right at midcourt. Clock back moving. Hurla step back. Quick 3. Got it. They get it up the floor quickly. Or he's got 11 and 3 threes, and they do get it in. They got a foul, and there it is with 10 seconds to go.
Hurla
so get it to 6.
Yeah, Hurla makes that 3. Kind of surprised there was no timeout immediately there by Coach Bradley. The clock continues to run. About 7 seconds came off the clock after that made 3.
Gallegos picked up the foul as first, and a chance here to essentially ice the game. It's a 2-possession game right now, but Peterson needs to knock one of these 2 down to get it back to 3. And he does so right away. 13 in the game for Caden Peterson. His first double-digit efforts in this tournament. He had 8 against Hiawatha, 9 against Troy, and 13 here in the title game tonight. It's a 7-point Nemaha Central lead. He knocks them both down. And that pretty much is probably going to wrap it up. Final 8 seconds here. Hurla hesitates, fires, missing a 3. Rebound for Peterson, and that will do it. How about this performance from the Nemaha Central Thunder to go to 12-0, and they capture the tournament championship for the first time since 2022.
Big-time win here for Nemaha on their home floor. What a loaded field this tournament was to become out of this tournament as a champion. That's a big notch in the belt for long-term season goals for JT and his team.
We got a lot to digest here. Our post-game show next brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the biz for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. More after a timeout. Nemaha Central, the Thunder Classic champions. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Protect your equipment and get rewarded by purchasing premium Cinex lubricants with gift cards for gallons.
You can earn a $50 Visa gift card for every 100 gallons of qualifying Cinex diesel engine oils, tractor hydraulic fluids, gear lubes, and greases purchased now through February 28, 2025. Contact Berwick Co-op Oil for qualifying Cinex products and promotion details. Some exclusions apply, and don't forget to ask about the best warranty in the industry, the Cinex Total Protection Plan. Proven durability, powered locally.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Celebration for Nemaha Central, a loaded field here at the 11th annual Thunder Classic. Thunder prevail over St. Mary's by a final score of 53-45. We're going to have head coach of the Thunder, John Thomas, join us here maybe in a matter of moments. Team getting their picture taken with the championship trophy. What a game, what an atmosphere, and obviously, a lot of expectations for both these teams when we get to late February, early March.
Again, this is one where it's a great notch in his belt for this Nemaha Central team. You know, you get your home tournament, you get a big win against a very good team that just knocked off a very good Rock Creek team. This St. Mary's team with this loss, man, they're still going to be a force to deal with in 3A, especially when you look at the sub-state seedings and where everything's going to shape up for them. But both these teams come to this tournament to get better, and they've faced really good opponents that, as again, iron sharpening iron. These are two teams I would not be shocked. Again, they see each other in February. Again, that's likely to be for a Big East title.
They do have a regular season matchup here in a few weeks. So, yeah, these two teams will meet once again, and you mentioned at that point in the season could have major league title implications.
Big league title opportunity, but I would not be shocked if this is game one of three with these teams, and that third game could be at a state tournament site down in Hutch, where you'll be there for that one. But I would not be shocked if those teams link up once again, as we got Coach JT coming over to talk with you.
Got John Thomas here for a couple minutes. We'll get him on the horn here, work the magic here. What's up, Coach? Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
What's up, Coach? John Thomas again after the win here, just a few minutes. We appreciate the time. Just what a matchup. Two top-tier teams in the 3A classification and just a gutty performance by your guys here today.
Yeah, we knew it would be a true test for our defense, which has been our strength so far this season. And, you know, I felt like we defended as well as we have all year. And I guess defense does win.
Now they say offense wins games, defense wins championships. And you guys certainly had another great defensive effort here tonight. We can't say a lot about Colby Free. 15 points, 11 rebounds. We had him for 5 block shots. Emphatic dunk as well. He had a great tournament overall, and obviously he's been a key part for you guys.
Definitely. He's worked hard in the offseason. Really all of our seniors have put in a lot of time in the offseason, as well as some juniors and sophomores. And I think they're just, they're reaping the benefits of what they've done over the last 9 months.
Just the depth that you guys have as well. I mean, you throw multiple bodies off the bench. Obviously, Kate Peterson is a starter, but 14 points. Evan Olberding gave you 9 today. But, you know, guys like Leighton Thomas, Caleb Strothman, Carter Hike, Jack Mackey, just so many guys you can throw on the floor at one time.
It's a good situation. We're pretty comfortable with any of the 9 guys on the floor. They love each other, and they play like it.
Well, obviously, again, it was just a fantastic field. You know, coming in, 3 ranked undefeated teams, Rock Creek out of 4A, who's the top 3 team. You know, teams like Hiawatha, Jackson Heights, just the overall field here in 24 was pretty good.
Pretty darn good. Yeah, we feel very fortunate to, first of all, have 18 tournament.
Right, yep.
And you know, yes, Rock Creek, Troy, St. Mary's awfully good basketball teams are going to do some damage down the road.
Well, we appreciate it again. We won't keep you too long. John Thomas, Nemaha Central boys basketball coach, again winning the Thunder Classic 53-45 over St. Mary's. Coach, thanks for joining us for a few minutes, and we'll talk to you here down the road.
You bet. Thank you.
There it is. John Thomas joining us here. We appreciate the few minutes from him. Again, Nemaha Central winning it by a final score of 53-45. Just a class act, John Thomas.
Oh, man. I gave love to his dad, Kenny Thomas, a perennial power coach at Jackson Heights for so long, and he's just so similar to his dad and the way that he carries himself. I mean, he was in a purple suit and tie today.
Look good. Look fresh.
Know, very dapper, and he just does things the right way. You can tell his kids play the game the right way, and it all starts at the top and works its way down. You cannot talk enough about this team, that the hustle, the grit, the determination that they play with on the defensive end of the floor, and it's just the scoreboard or the box scores, excuse me, speak for themselves. When you hold guys that are averaging 20 points a game to just 11, half of their season output, when you're holding teams 20 points below their season average, it just speaks for itself. And again, you know, every team that has played Nemaha Central this year would be the first to tell you that, yeah, they are the real deal. You know, I said at the beginning of the season that this team is very, you know, there were some pieces that needed to get filled. There were some roles that went to graduation that needed to be placed by somebody and stepping up. And you're seeing that with some of these kids, whether it's Caden Peterson or Derek Wirtz or Jack Mackey or Caleb Schmelsley, finding new roles in this team to fit around Colby Free. This is a team that is on everybody's radar now. They're no longer flying under it. They're going to be a top five ranked team in 3A.
Yeah, they'll go up
after this week.
They'll go up.
They're going to be a team that you're going to be talking about in March.
Colby Free, 15 points, 11 rebounds. We had him for five blocks. That's an unofficial number, but an emphatic two-hand jam, middle of the game as well. He had just a fantastic tournament. 8 points, 12 rebounds, five blocks against Hiawatha, 12, 11, and 2 against Troy, 15, 11, and 5 here in the championship. Caden Peterson added 14 points. They got 9 from Evan Olberding. They got 7 and 6, that's 6 rebounds from Derek Wirtz. They got 6 points as well from Caleb Schmelzy. Again, the turnover number, Coach Thomas probably ain't going to like it, 18 turnovers compared to just 8 for St. Mary's. If
yes.
You told me before the game started that was going to be the turnover numbers, I'm not thinking the score is what it is.
You got 3 three-pointers made for Nemaha Central, 18 turnovers. For St. Mary's, well, it was a cool night for them. 6 three-pointers made.
That's good for a lot of teams. That's
turnovers.
Good for a lot of teams, not so much St. Mary's.
Exactly. You win the turnover margin, you shoot better from the outside, and you still lose. That's something that is going to take that kind of – that's almost like a gut punch of knowing that we played so well in certain areas but could not get the win. Again, you just got to tip your hat to Nemaha Central for the way that they were able to control the defensive end on their end of things. And those threes kind of in the latter part of the game, you know, people would say that's garbage time shots. It was double-digit lead, and then St. Mary's hitting some threes towards the end. But don't take nothing away from the fact that Nemaha Central, from the opening tip, controlled this game.
Well, St. Mary's had 22 points going into the fourth quarter. They scored 23. They made it a game. They had opportunities, but ultimately the Thunder down the stretch able to hold on. Brady Hurla, 11 points, all in the second half to lead the Bears, or I should say second among scorers for the Bears. Howie Rizak did have 13 points. And 6 rebounds. They got 8 from Ben DeVader, 7 as well from Alex Gallegos, and 4 points from Zach Summers. One thing Nemaha Central is not going to do often, lose the rebound category.
That's
32
true.
To 19, the advantage, Thunder on the glass.
Yeah, and that's something, again, that it wasn't just Colby Free, but a lot of it had to do with Colby Free. You're looking at Caleb Schmelsley, you're looking at Derek Wirtz, and you're looking at Caden Peterson crashing the grass. You even saw Evan Olberding getting down there, mixing it up on the low block. When you got a team that aggressively goes at the rack the way they do for rebounds, how many times did we say in the broadcast, St. Mary's one and done, one and done, one and done? That is huge in the game of basketball. And if you can control the glass the way Nemaha does, play defense the way that they do, if they can clean up the turnovers, this is a team that can make a deep push in March.
Some of the team numbers, again, 8 turnovers for the Bears, just 3 of 8 at the line, 19 total rebounds. Nemaha Central, 18 turnovers, 32 rebounds. They were 8 of 16. At the free throw line. All right, buddy, let's go. Player of the game brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Look, a lot of guys played well.
Yes.
You tried to talk me out of Colby Free during the break. I just don't see it happening.
Well, it's not going to happen, okay? Colby Free is our Citizens Safe Bank and Trust player in downtown Hiawatha, player to bank on. And the reason is because even with the amazing stat sheet that he had an effect on the game that didn't show up in the stat sheet. That was the ability for St. Mary's that wants to slash. Brady Hurla loves to attack the rim. He loves to get downhill quickly, and he couldn't do so because of Colby Free. You saw so many times St. Mary's would attack the middle of the paint and then turn around and kick it back out because of the presence of Colby Free. Again, you just got to give credit to that kid for being the presence that he is. He is our Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, player to bank on.
I will add to that real quick. Not the fact when he does block shots, even when he doesn't get the block, the fact how he can alter shots around the rim is a huge factor as well with that size, and it was a big part tonight. Again, 15 points, 11 rebounds, unofficially 5 block shots for Colby Free, 6'8 senior for Nemaha Central. Again, our player to bank on, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. So that's going to, I believe, wrap things up for us here today. Boy, it's been a fun week, and we got more midseason tournaments next week. I'll be at Jefferson County North on a Tuesday night, first round of that JCN Girls Tournament. So we got some more tournaments coming your way next week. But, you know, for Nemaha Central, pretty quick turnaround, and they get right back into league play next week.
And that's a big thing right now is, okay, this is notch number two of the year. Typically, you look at your season, let's have some success going into the Christmas break. Let's come back, focus midseason tournament time. Okay, that's notch number two. Now it's that February push. You're going to have teams that play 4 games in 5 days because of school cancellation, games being canceled due to snow, different things like that. This is the grind part of the season, the next 4 weeks. Teams will either make their season or break their season in this next stretch. Nemaha Central trying to stay on this high that they're on right now. And for St. Mary's, another local team that we cover, they are a group that this loss today will only make them better down the stretch. I'm looking forward to that next matchup between these two late February.
So the 11th annual Thunder Classic, it was Holton defeating Jackson Heights in the 7th place game earlier today. Marysville, they knocked off Hiawatha in the 5th place game. Rock Creek held off Troy in the 3rd place game. And then Nemaha Central in the championship, 53-45 over St. Mary's. Again, appreciate MJ in studio. Jake Spaulding, great stuff as always. I'm Brandon Tamman. We'll talk to you next week for more high school hoops here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.